It's 10 o'clock, time for Arts News on Ozarks Public Radio KSMU, supported by Don Wessel Honda at 3520 South Campbell. Don Wessel Honda, a supporter of all arts, which makes Springfield a better place to live. Jeff Houghton, host of the Mystery Hour TV show, contacted Springfield Regional Opera Artistic Director Michael Spires to help with a special project earlier this week at several area independent and assisted living and nursing facilities. Michael, a major tenor soloist at opera houses around the world, is currently at home near Rogersville, and we talked on the phone yesterday about his nursing home concerts.
That was actually Jeff's idea, and he had realized that there was a need for this. And I mean, I don't have anybody in rest homes, but we regularly did that as a child, and it just seemed like the right thing to do because that's basically how I grew up on weekends. My parents would take all of us kids to the rest home in Mansfield, and we would perform for people once a week. And I hadn't done it in such a long time, and that was one of the initiatives that we wanted to do with the Springfield Regional Opera, is to go to nursing homes and put on free concerts and things. But I was so happy when Jeff reached out to me and said, hey, we should make a video of this and get people to realize that this is a need in our community. And I hadn't realized how bad it actually was until I talked to one of the workers there. And they had told me that, yeah, they're in complete lockdown, and even the commons areas are not able to interact with each other. So they're even more isolated than normal. So I was so happy to be able to be a part of this and, you know, bring some joy to some people who really need it.
Yeah, my mother-in-law is in one of those places, and she said that you were there.
I hope you like opera.
I'm crazy about it.
The thing is that Jeff coordinated it all. He called the different assisted living places.
Yeah, how many did you go to, actually?
We went to four, I believe.
Okay.
Four different ones. And it was fantastic because, well, you obviously we had to get releases from everybody, and the nursing homes had to call the families involved and say that we would like to come and perform, and if they wouldn't mind that we videotape, and they said that would be fantastic. And so Jeff's the one who coordinated it on short notice, and then we brought it out there, and people absolutely loved it. And all of the coordinators and the facilitators of the nursing homes, they were so appreciative and just so happy. They said that they hadn't seen some of these people smile in a long time, you know. And it's amazing to get that instant gratification that when you get to go back to why music is so important to us as humans and get to see it immediately, it just brings you to tears and happy tears. And everyone was just elated, really, and hearing everyone clap and be happy because they were affected by the actual power of music. You know, when you get to really witness how you can change people's lives and make them happy just through singing, it's an indescribable feeling. And it's the whole reason that all of us go into the arts and music. It's this connection between people.
Of course, so you've had to cancel the Springfield Regional Opera production of Pagliacci. Any idea of when that might get rescheduled, or if you're going to just have to go a different direction? Or
yeah, well, we are going to be rescheduling for sure. The only possibility in my current schedule is September 4th and 5th. Well, let's hope that the world goes back to spinning the way it was a little bit before.
SRO's Pagliacci with Michael Spires in the lead role was to have been April 3rd and 4th at the Gillois Theater, hot on the heels of his Metropolitan Opera debut last month in the title role of Berlioz's Damnation of Faust. But of course, performing organizations and venues around the world have had to put their seasons on hold due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
I mean, right now it looks that the next couple of months are probably going to be all canceled of my contracts in Munich and Vienna and Switzerland. But the good thing is that Salzburg, the festival, they still have not canceled.
Of course, it's not until, July or August?
Yes, yeah. They're waiting until May. Salzburg's going to be waiting until May to make a decision.
Right.
But to be honest, I mean, Switzerland is, I believe, canceling everything until the end of June. And Germany has said that it probably won't open anything until August. So Austria, they all play by different rules and whatever they want to do. But more than likely, I'll be home here in the Ozarks for the next 5 months, which is an amazing godsend, actually. It's funny, and it's weird circumstances that we have, but I'm getting to kind of be like a normal person and actually stay in my own home for more than a week or two at a time.
Tenor Michael Spires, Artistic Director of Springfield Regional Opera. You can hear a bit of Michael's Nursing Home Lawn concerts on the Mystery Hour's Facebook page. That's our special arts news for this morning, supported by Don Wessel Honda at 3520 South Campbell. Don Wessel Honda, a supporter of all arts which makes Springfield a better place to live. For KSMU, I'm Randy Stewart. It's 6 minutes after 10, and classical music is next on KSMU.